Om Shanti. And this is really just to say hello to you all. I'm traveling again tomorrow in Bharat. There's a lot of demands for travel in Bharat. So Suresh Ben has kindly agreed that she'll actually stay and won't travel. So she'd be able to meet country groups or anybody who has any queries about anything. You'll be able to meet with her. But for the moment, even though it's a big group, just ask, is everyone well and okay? Yes. And those who are not well are not here. And so I hope that you're looking out for them in your room or in your group. Whatever is the easiest, maybe roommates can take care of those in their rooms, and those who are a little bit unwell, just make sure that if they need it, you take them to the dispensary, because a lot of people avoid it and say, I'll be fine, but if there's anything that lingers longer than 2 days, don't let them get away with, oh, I'll be fine. Take them to the dispensary, they are very good there, and they can get homeopathy if they wish, they can get allopathy if they wish, whatever it is. But what I've seen happen in Madhuban too often is that something begins, and instead of catching it immediately, quickly, you let it linger on, and then by the time it gets pretty serious, then straight to the hospital. And so you don't want to land up in hospital and not use your precious Madhuban time for being in Madhuban. So please, even if the person is saying, no, I'll be fine, you just be sensible and suggest that you take them along. Even the dispensary is very helpful. And if they do think it's something more serious, they'll alert you to that and give you whatever is needed and take you in the right direction. So that was one thing. And the second thing is, can I see who were the first timers here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Not so many. Oh, a few there also. Too shy to raise their hands. But why I'm saying this is so that, do you have your golden badge with you? Your first timer's golden badge? I suggest you keep it on so that then if others see you and they see you in the wrong place at the wrong time, then they can point you to the right direction. It's very easy to get lost in Madhuban. And even if you're here a second time, but the last time you were here was a long, long time ago, everything has changed a lot, and so just be aware and find out exactly where things are and what's going on. And I think the DF program that's organized, it's very well thought out, and the team has been doing this. It's an international team. Sona's sitting in the corner, but Sona, and who else is part of this team? Shuna? Shona for this region, Shona for Africa, but it's actually a whole international team that works very hard through the whole year. They start having their meetings as soon as Madhuban finishes for double foreigners at the end of March. And so from April onwards, they're already churning and planning and using the information that they've accumulated from the past season, so that then they know what works, what didn't work, and how to refine it and develop it further. So just be aware that you can really relax over the next few days. And there's a, I think it starts 2 days before Baba's date, and then it continues for a few days after Baba's date. Until what date? Until the 9th. So there's a very, very organized program. But if even between that, if you're not staying beyond that, who's staying beyond the 9th? Okay, that's good. So there will be programs arranged, but also that's then the time when you can put in requests for whatever extra things haven't been included in the program. But if you're a first timer and you haven't been to Dilwara, I would recommend that you ask whoever is your group leader, or if there isn't a group leader as such, ask Sunaben if there can be a special visit to Dilwara even before the 9th. It's definitely worth the visit, and this is why Baba talks about it so frequently in the Muralis. If you've seen it once, enough. If you want to go have a look another time, then after the 9th would be okay. But there's a pretty full program that, as you see every day, there's lots of different things happening. And apart from the scheduled program, if you want to meet any one of the seniors and there's a group from your country or your region, you can get that group together, and Rishni Ben is here, Bhavna Ben is here, Meera Ben is here, Sudesh Didi is here, and Moini Didi, I'm sure, will organize to meet her region. But if anybody from this region also has a real feeling they want to meet Sister Mohini, ask Sona and she'll try and organize it for you. I'm not sure it can actually happen because Mohini Ben juggles with dialysis and things happening downstairs. I know that again, I think this evening she's doing class, and as you can imagine, she does more than could be expected. She's also 80 plus now. I've forgotten exactly how many years, but certainly her 80th celebration happened a couple of years ago, I think. So just be aware of that also, but certainly you can request it. No harm in asking if you really feel the urge for that. And then, anything else you want to say or you want to ask? Microphone or denge? Ek or? We're going to have a microphone here. So if there's anything you want to ask, whether it's logistics or programming or gyan, we have a few minutes. I'm back on the 8th. Back on the 8th from this particular trip. Again, juggling with things because I'm supposed to be back on the 6th. And because Moini Didi, her program got cancelled for Hyderabad because of the cremation. Those things are pending. So I'm getting pulled into that. So it's everything is juggle, juggle, juggle at the moment. So I'll be back on the 8th evening. So there's just some of you who are staying till the 9th and beyond, but I'll be around. And just for your information, I know some of you plan to stay here for Diwali, because after the 9th, normally there would have been lots of big Diwali celebrations. Now with Nidhi Nirmala's passing, everything's very muted. And so Gyan Sarupa will just have offering of bhog and yoga on the 12th, which is the actual Diwali day. And Shantivan, again, they won't have a celebration. They'll just have yoga and bhog in the morning of the 12th. So Diwali is going to be a bit different this year. I don't know what Pandav Bhavan have planned, to what extent they'll celebrate or not celebrate, but they're having their program on the 7th evening. Here it was going to be on the 9th evening, but that's now cancelled totally. And so then just yoga and bhog here. There's a mic available if anybody has any question.
Sister Jayanti, you'll be here on the 9th morning for the green day, so we will see you again.
I'll be here on the 9th. That's in the morning. I might be in Pandav Bhavan on the 9th morning, and then here later on for the Green Day program. And there's somebody here.
Baba's Rock is on the 6th evening.
You got your answer? Okay? So those who are here till the 9th, that's the official full program. So we generally try and put that Baba's Rock visit within that. But just a caution, we're in a tribal indigenous area, which means there's a lot of poverty. And so when people see foreigners, they think, aha, money, watches, phones. And so please don't go to the rock on your own, not even if it's two people together, because you're inviting trouble. At some point, they used to say we have to inform the municipal council when there are groups going. I think that's a little bit relaxed now, but still, let it be a group, five or six, and not one and two. It's a bad world out there. Baba's home is Baba's home, but outside, when there's poverty, then you don't know how human minds are going to work. So please don't try to go on your own. And if you happen to be leaving before the 6th and really, really want to go, speak to Sonopen and see if a small group can go. Anything else? Everyone content? Good. And the first time is, I recommend you do attend the session today, just to get an awareness of what you're letting yourself in for when you say yes to a ring from Baba. And we're very lucky because I've understood now that the Bharatvasis don't get rings, and they're keeping the rings for the double foreigners, because 25,000 people come and go, can you imagine? And they do all that within the space of about 4 days. Maybe 5 days at the most. Then there's a group of Sevadharis who come beforehand to prepare and stay a few days later to pack up everything. But most people come just for 4 to 5 days. And so to manage rings for everybody becomes an impossible task. So we're very lucky in many, many different ways. A, we have Gyansruvar, but also we get rings, we get a lot of special attention. Bridgemoan Pai is coming up just for all of you. And I'm sure that if you spot any other seniors, Sonopen, if you spot any other seniors who would be interesting, you can ask them also wherever there's space and time. And I'm very happy to say that Didi is going to stay all the way through your program. She specially decided to do that and not travel in Bharat so that she could be with all of you. So I'll take leave and leave you in very capable hands, because I now have to go for something else downstairs. Again, downstairs they're short of seniors, although it's thousands of people. Not so many seniors around, so we get pulled from here to there and there to here. They wanted me to come up again this evening. And I said, I don't think I can manage it, because I've also got an evening class in Shantivan. So I politely declined, so I won't be joining you for Didi's Bhog, but I'll be here for Bhog on the 12th, the Diwali Bhog for sure. Om Shanti. Have a beautiful stay in Madhuban. And fill your chit with all the good memories. People so often say, when Daddy talks about cleaning the chit, what does that mean? The memory track. And my experience is that the more you fill yourself with beautiful memories, then the memories of the past, of Kali Yuga, of your 83rd birth, finish very quickly. So you don't have to think about those. So that's the quick and easy way to clean the chit. Om Shanti. And Didi will give Toli and Drishti to everyone after she has met all of you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Baba said today that you receive health, wealth, purity, peace, prosperity. At this time, not only for the golden age, but this whatever we receive now, it's everlasting. Even we know, we understand that we lose as we go down, but achievement, the time of achievement is the best time. This is the time of sowing seeds. If that season time we have not planted the seed, we cannot get the fruit. So the conscience age is actually making bargain with God, creating a connection with each other of love, harmony, respect, understanding, and studying together with the same aim, with the same teacher, with the same father and Satguru. And especially Gyan Sarovar, Madhuban is Madhuban, of no doubt, the atmosphere, the power, the experience in Baba's room, or going through the four dhams, four pilgrimage places, it is known. Baba's room, Tower of Peace, Baba's hut, and also the history hall. Each place has its own special power because the corporeal, incorporeal remain, incorporeal form has left the imprints. So this is why deep feeling of meditation and home is there. Father, mother, this place is the teacher. Baba, the teacher, who actually all the foreigners, classes, programs are happening here. And so this is why this will continue as it was before, or maybe much more, as the time is increasing, need is increasing. Attention also has to be given more. And at the same time, when final things are experienced is tapasya, meditation. So Shanti One is called Shanti One, the forest of peace. Madhuban is the forest of honey, and this is the spiritual university. But in this place, we study, we feel at home, and we also do programs for tapasya as well, certainly. And as it has been requested that constant someone should remain here when the foreigners program is there, so that study continues and everyone is able to take the benefit. So, right, this is what the purpose is. And I'm sure you are careful for health as well, because sometime water, sometime food, sometime mixture that we eat upset the system, and then it stops us, it makes difference in our study. So do not mix, please, yogurt and what you can drink, tea at the same time. Also, food is offered full three times meal. Breakfast is like lunch. Lunch is more than lunch, and dinner is no less with many things. And the digestion power is limited, but offering is unlimited. So we have to be careful, wise ourselves, what its system accepts. So then we will remain healthy, and the time is saved to study and the full benefit from Madhuban. Of course, it's time for now for breakfast, and I'm sure all of you are healthy and happy. But as we are one family, if you know somebody in your room or you hear about someone, please inform, so that instantly attention is given and support is given of all types, what it is needed. Or any kind of some new ones are little bit not so clear to accept or confused, don't hesitate to inform so that we are able to help them, so there any doubt or any confusion or any misunderstanding, they do not take it back with them, but in fact they leave all the world, things which are not belong to us, because Maya challenge today. Even today, Baba says, I take you the golden age. Maya says, no, I want to take the iron age. So we have to decide where we want to go. So please communicate. And so then definitely everything will remain always best. Okay. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.